This is an interview with Ms. Ruth Pershing Euler, Curator of Education at the Fine Arts Museum, Houston, Texas, on May 11, 1965. The interviewer is Mrs. Sylvia Loomis of the Santa Fe Office of the Archives of American Art. And the subject to be discussed is Ms. Euler's work with the Federal Art Projects during the 1930s. But first, Ms. Euler, will you tell us something about your background, where you were born, and where you received your art education?
I was born in Pennsylvania, a small town, Gordon, Pennsylvania. My art education was at what is now the Moore Institute of Design in Philadelphia.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I had a postgraduate year there with a John Sartain Fellowship. Mm-hmm. Had a studio in Philadelphia then for about 11 years before returning to Texas.
Oh.
Although my family came to Texas and I came with them, in 1909, mm-hmm. So I've been a long time Houston time resident.
Oh yes, I was wondering when you had come to Houston, so you're here as a child and then you went back to Philadelphia for your education.
To study,
oh, yes.
And then have lived in some other places at times.
Mm-hmm. But so, Houston is the...
It's my home base and my home
base. I see, and yes. So. Well, what, and you had this studio, you say, in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And what did what sort of thing did you do there?
I was a painter and exhibiting mm-hmm. in some of the Philadelphia exhibitions. It's an interesting studio. It was one of the buildings that the old French school had on Race Street, above the big station.
Yes.
And I had a studio there while living in Philadelphia. In Houston, in the early 30s, I also had a studio which was at the corner of Main and, 2008 Main. I had a big studio there. And it was one of the houses which has now been torn down, but in it, the original group that formed the Houston Art League met.
Oh.
So it had quite, the house had quite a history. It was
yes.
a very interesting house. And I kept that until I went to Santa Fe then for a while to live. When I came back, I came here at the museum as Curator of Education in 1937.
37, oh.
When
Although were you in
Santa
Fe?
I was in Santa Fe in the, from late 35 through part of 36.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But I'd been associated with this museum from its beginning. First unit opened in 1924, and I exhibited in the very first Houston Artist Show. Then while in Houston, before I came on as a curator of education and instructor, I exhibited in each year in the Houston Artist Show.
Well, these were easel paintings?
Yes.
In oils?
In oils. Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that the mural that you did at the library is a fresco. Isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Oh, it isn't fresco? Oh, I
thought
it
was. Looks much like it.
Yes.
No, it's on canvas. And I remember that I had to write to New Orleans to get the sailcloth of the width I wanted.
I see.
And then I sized it with a recipe of my own to keep it very soft. Mm. And it was very thinly painted and scrubbed in. Then it was actually painted in my studio down there on Main Street, and it was attached to the wall with heavy white lead. It was leaded onto the wall.
Oh, I couldn't get quite close enough to it, but
so
it certainly gives the impression
it
of a fresco.
It does.
I was wondering if you had training in fresco painting.
I have had training with Jean Charlot when he was in New York at the Florence Kane School, and I worked with Charlot there.
Well, let's see, then you came back to Houston in, at what time, 1927, did you say, from Philadelphia?
Just about 1927.
About that time. And that was when you had the studio there.
And I was
there.
Painting and had a studio.
And how did you become involved in this, the public works of art? That was in 1937.